Voters in New York will head to the polls on Tuesday for congressional primaries. One of the closely watched races is in our region, in the 19th District, which includes 11 counties. We bring you the third of four interviews with candidates for the seat. The competitive seat is open as Republican Chris Gibson is not seeking re-election. Andrew Heaney faces John Faso in the Republican primary, and it has been a bitter race. Heaney is a small business owner from the town of Washington in Dutchess County. It's Andrew Heaney's first foray into politics. He says as a political newcomer, he offers a different type of experience.
Candidates like Donald Trump, candidates like myself, do have experience. Our experience is in creating jobs and creating opportunity. And, you know, and moving to Congress or working inside government in that capacity is well within the capability of people like myself and like Trump. I mean, if you go back to our founding fathers, the idea was not to have a professional class of politicians. The idea was to have citizen representation. And that is what the people want. And I think that is the direction that our politics is going in. And I think it's helpful.
He says bringing jobs and companies to the 19th district involves changing a few policies and regulations and relying upon his sales experience in the family heating oil business.
You know, I know where we need to make changes in the tax code, and I know where we need to make changes in the regulatory code, to encourage small businesses to grow and to hire. And, you know, look, 70% of the jobs in this district come from small business. But there's also a timing issue, right? I mean, if you're a freshman congressman, whoever goes in now is going to be a freshman congressman. What are you going to do to bring jobs in beyond, you know, the policy perspective? And that's where I think the grassroots really matters. And, you know, in my lifetime, I've been in sales. I've been a salesman. And one of my first jobs for my dad's company was actually doing door-to-door sales. The thing I learned as a small business person is that you have to ask for the sale in order to get the sale. And I think a lot of congressmen would think it would be beneath them to go out and be an economic booster for their district, but I don't. I would actually view it as being one of my primary positions, one of my primary responsibilities. And so if I'm elected day one, I'm going to go out with my congressional business card and the equivalent of my sales bag, and I'm going to knock on doors and make phone calls to companies across this country and ask them to do business in the 19th district. So I will personally bring jobs and opportunity and investment into the 19th.
As for the PFOA water contamination issue in Hoosick Falls and Rensselaer County, here's Heaney about whether there should be hearings.
You know, I was actually the first candidate in the entire race in the 19th to call for federal hearings. I called for federal hearings before Congressman Gibson called for federal hearings. And I did that in an op-ed in the Troy Record. And what's happening right now is just exactly, you know, what is the central problem in our government today. People have lost faith in government because they don't believe they control it anymore. They believe it's controlled by career politicians and lobbyists and special interests. And they look at a case like Hoosick and just something as simple as getting a water test, getting a blood test back. And it looks like a cover-up, and it is a cover-up. And so the people of Hoosick, they deserve answers, and that, yes, we need to have federal hearings to find out what happened. We also need a long-term solution for them, because right now they're being told, okay, here, we'll put a POET system in your basement if you're on a private well, and we've stuck this kind of temporary filtration system, you know, on the municipal water supply, and that should be good enough for you. Well, that's not good enough. What we need is a completely clean municipal water system that it completely replaces what is there now and needs to extend out to people who are on the private wells, because nothing other than a completely dependable source of water is acceptable for the people of Hoosick and the people of Petersburg. And this is just this is an infrastructure issue, but this is a moral issue. These people are victims of one of the greatest environmental disasters in New York State history. And it is not being treated as such. And if I am their representative, I will agitate on their behalf. I will open up one of my congressional offices in Hoosick to show my solidarity with them. And I will rail for federal hearings on it.
Heaney discusses his view on natural gas and oil pipeline construction. He also mentions FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission.
I'm not opposed to pipelines in general. We have hundreds of thousands of miles of pipelines running through the United States, operating safely, and that's all well and good. The problem with the pipelines that are proposed in the 19th District, you'll notice that there were no less than three pipelines major pipeline projects under consideration until very recently. And, you know, my impression is that the 19th District, the way it's configured in between the Marcellus and New York and Boston, is that, you know, these energy companies simply view the 19th as a place to go from here to there. And we are much more than that. And we have many assets that need to be protected and many communities that need to be protected. And yes, I believe that the FERC law, the natural gas law of 1938, is onerous because it gives FERC the ability to basically draw a line on a map and give an energy company almost, you know, carte blanche to go in and do whatever it pleases. And these natural gas companies, with the power that they have from FERC, are just incredibly arrogant. They are not sensitive to the needs of local communities. And that's why these pipeline projects are so deeply unpopular. The MED project, in Rensselaer County, probably even more egregious than the Constitution. Where I stand on it is, if I go to Washington, I represent my constituents. I do not represent the energy industry or natural gas companies. If a natural gas company wants to build a pipeline, wants to work with the community, wants to make it right, wants to compensate people adequately, then by all means, they can build that pipeline. But unless they do that, they're going to have an opponent in me.
On the subject of agriculture, Heaney says farm owners, like small business owners, need tax and regulatory relief. And he believes the Farm Bill needs to address pricing structures fair to smaller farms like those in the 19th District and much of the Northeast.
If you're going to represent small and family-based farmers, like the kind we have here in New York State, you simply cannot take special interest money from big agriculture. And big agriculture, you know, ConAgra, Archer Daniels Midland, they have an absolute vice grip on agricultural policy in this country. And so if you're going to be a congressman from the 19th district, I think you almost have to go in and say, I will not take special interest money from anybody, which I've already said, but especially not from big ag, because what our farmers need is they need a representative of Congress who represents them.
There is a fierce debate about whether farm workers in New York should be allowed to unionize. And here's where Heaney comes out on the issue.
You know, here in New York State, no, I think that, you know, having farm workers become unionized and add an even further burden to our farmers is not the right answer.